This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for doing this. I miss you. It's so good to see you.
I miss you too. Are we recording? Because I want to tell the listeners how crazy I look.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. It's recording.
Oh, we're recording. Well, I look insane. Katie was worried about her forehead, saying she didn't have one, and I said,
I have the huge forehead.
Oh, right, sorry, I got all dyslexic. I have barely any forehead. I'm wearing like a turban towel because my hair is wet, and my ears were popping out, so I literally just look like barely a forehead, mostly hair. But we're here for the Patreon. You should get people that aren't on Patreon, you should get it so you can see how insane I look.
You're so great, thank you. I feel bad
a little
for the Patreon.
Plug there.
I feel bad for the Patreon this week because I haven't done my solo episode yet, but I will. I put up stand up as last week instead of a solo ep because I've been traveling.
We have so much to talk about. I miss you.
I miss you
so much.
And are you loud talk? Because you know it'd be great for the listeners to hear, like having patience. You know, are you loud talk about the whole situation?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
So I think what was very interesting about that is, you know, so like, are you laughing at me?
No, I'm just laughing at the whole situation. Katie's like, can we talk about the situation? I'm like, oh, honey, if I wasn't able to talk about it, I don't think I could be with the person.
I know, it's so true, isn't it? Like people would be like, oh, what if you dated someone who wouldn't want you to talk about like your private life? And you're like, well, I wouldn't date them because like that's where the best comedy is. And obviously we run stuff by, like, I always say to Leland is, okay, like, here's the thing, nothing that's gone up, you know, I haven't asked his permission for, but one of the reasons why I love him is because he's like, yeah, of course, I don't care.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, where should we start?
Well, I'll
give, it's been a whirlwind.
I think so for the listeners. Tori had said, you know, she had actually talked about this guy briefly on this podcast before, and then it just didn't work out because he just wasn't ready for a relationship, which is like fine. And they were kind of, you know, they were basically, he was acting like a boyfriend. You guys were having this sort of, you were giving this girlfriend experience, and then and then he was just out of a serious relationship, so he was like nervous to get into a relationship again. And so like a lot of the time as people we would get angry with that, we would get frustrated. But you have taken a different approach where you're like, okay, well, he's not ready now, and you kind of stayed in contact, and it's probably like 6 months later he's come back around and he's more ready to maybe pursue that. Maybe, potentially.
Yeah,
I hope.
Right? He's like, actually, I don't think so. No, yeah. So it was actually the last time I was on the podcast. That's when I talked about him. Yeah. And it was this huge thing. So I talked about on the podcast. He got like really mad at me because he said I could talk about this. It's fine.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going on Katie's podcast. That, you know, remember when I went on the podcast and it almost, that was like the tipping point of our thing. And he was like, yeah, I actually, and he smokes a Juul.
Weed in the Juul?
No, it's just, I don't know, nicotine, I guess. But I do an impression of him and he says, I told him that he has like anxious guy energy. And he's like, I'm really smoking the jewel. Not an anxious guy. I'm like, yeah, because you're sucking on that thing all day. Like, of course you're not anxious. So he said when we ended things, he re-listened to the podcast and he said it really wasn't bad what I said and he was overreacting.
But you know what? That happens so much. I saw a TikTok once where it said, no, none of us are going to be able to do this because it's too long of a wait. But it said, give everything that you're angry with a 30-day, you know, like write it down and think, you know, 30 days later, if you're annoyed with it, like bring it up to the person. Now, none of us are going to do that. That's too long.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
But I think like a day if you could write it down and just. But like, right. Tired when you're in a relationship. But here's the thing.
Oh my God.
Do you ever look back and you're always like, why was I mad about that? That was ridiculous. Like in hindsight, sometimes I think everybody has experienced that where you've gotten annoyed about things and you're like, God, that was silly. Because you obviously, yeah, just at the time he took it, he pointed out an insecurity of his, which was he's obviously insecure about being anxious. And then when someone says, you're anxious, you get defensive. You're like, I'm not anxious.
He didn't even know he was insecure about possibly looking like a mannequin. Because remember, if you don't remember, I said that he walked like he was a mannequin. Or no, he walked like he walked like I was like, he needed to be like conduct. Yeah, he walked like a mannequin.
Like a puppet.
Yeah, and he didn't like that. And... So, yeah, we basically, after a long thing, I ended it because I was like, I don't think he's ready. And then a month later, he reached out to me. So now this is like September. Like, he just took me away. I was like, I thought this was getting serious. And then he was like, I'm not ready for a relationship. And I was like, oh, my God, why have I heard this conversation like 700 times? It's just like a different guy. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know why guys, I need the men listening. If you take someone away or you're talking to them every day or you're going shopping with them or you get them a toothbrush for your apartment or you get food for them for your apartment, that's a relationship. So you can get off your boat here where you're like, oh, no, I'm not in a relationship. What the fuck do you think relationship is? That's a relationship.
Yeah. Exactly. And so then on the phone, you know, we ended it and I said to him, I understand you're not ready for a relationship now, but like, do you see it in at least like 2 to 3 months? And he didn't answer. And it felt like a movie because I was like, well, I guess that's my answer then. And he was like, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. It's really bad timing. And then I was like upset for like a few days. And then I was more like, you know what? Fuck it. Then I was getting angry. I was like, you know what? Fuck him. Like, he won't, you know, he was so mad at me. Like, I just like, you know what? He's too sensitive for me. Like, it was then like exactly a month later, he reached out to me and I thought he was calling me to tell me he gave me AIDS or herpes.
No.
Because we slept together without a condom, which I already like got tested 2 days after, but no. I was freaking out. So I pick up the phone. Like, I'm waking up from a nap. I'm like, hello, hello. And he's like, you're smoking the jewel. He's like, hi, how? And he always has this voice when he first starts any convo, like that I'm some like a client of his. Like, it's always like, you know how you have two different voices, like hi or like, oh, hi, Katie.
Yeah, it's like your phone voice. He always has
the phone voice no matter what. Like if I, you know, so he's like, hi, Tori. It's like, what? Did you give me AIDS? Did you give me herpes? What's going on? He's like, no, I just, I thought about, you know, I feel really bad how I ended things and I thought about it and I was going through a really bad time and I just really wasn't ready. And I was like, okay, so what are you saying? He's like, well, what I'm saying is, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, no. And then I like gave it to him. I was like, yeah, actually I thought about it too. Like Katie, I thought about it too. And I realized like, you're just like way too sensitive for me. And I feel like I have to censor myself around you. And I don't think that's good for me. And then I was like, you know what? You should also watch a show called I May Destroy You. And he was like, I was like, it reminds me of you. He goes, what is the show about? I go, it's about consent. And he was like, oh. So now I basically said that he like, which he didn't. I just said that. And he was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Were you talking about sex though?
Yeah. But Tori, he didn't do that.
Tori, you can't do that.
I know. But he didn't do that. It was just, I don't know why I said that. And so then like a few days later, he was like, oh, I watched the show. No, I said to watch it because it's more about a writer. And I was like, oh, like, it reminds me of you. And then he watched it and he was like, can we hang out again? And I was like, yeah, no, yeah, no. But like the thing is, I loved talking to him. So it was very hard to like get off the phone with him because we have like such like fun banter. Like we can talk for like hours. So then I guess like a month later, maybe I was the one who texted him. Actually, I texted him. And then back in November, that's when we started like talking again. And then I finally saw him like end of December, like first week of December.
Okay. Did he?
So we've been talking for like a very long, like we met in June and then we ended things in September and then rekindled in December. And for a month when I was in New York from November to December, we were talking like a lot. Remember I called you and I was like, I'm talking to him again. Like, is that bad?
And I was like, no, like, I think I said to Tori, my advice would be, look, most of the time, I think when things end, it's probably, you know, it's probably time to move on. But I also have a lot of friends who, you know, people broke up quickly and then they reconnect. So it's like every situation is different. And my thing to Tori was just, once you're not obsessed with him, so you can talk to him once you're not like, if he still hasn't said, I'm looking for a relationship, you have to be like open up to dating other people and don't just hedge all your bets on him. But yeah, so it kind of worked out. So like, wait, can we just swing back to this consent thing? Did he ever ask about that?
Because I said to him when we didn't use condoms at one point, like he brought it up once. And then I told him that I felt like he was pressuring me to not use condoms. But that actually wasn't the case. He said it once. And then I was the one who made the decision. But for some reason, in my angry head, I was like, yeah. And I actually felt like you pressured me. And he was like, I didn't pressure you. I was like, yeah, but the fact you even asked me when I told you I didn't want to, and I'm a people pleaser. So like, in hindsight, you pressured me. He was like,
yeah, look, and I'm sure you've had a ton of guys pressure you before, because that's what guys do. It's like, I remember my friend once saying, she was seeing this guy and she goes, do you think he's seeing other people because he's insisting on using a condom? And I was like, him using a condom is a green flag, it's not a red flag. Okay, the amount of guys you have to be like wrestling their penises into condoms, like,
yeah. And then he told me like recently that like I'm very cautious with condoms, and I was like, yeah, like I don't understand who the fuck doesn't use condoms. What is with people using, not using condoms?
Yeah. And men are like, and I know the men listening are like, but it feels so much better. I'm like, yeah, but sex feels great. And you can get tiny skinned one. Look, if a penis looks at my vagina, I get fucking UTI. Okay. So my vagina hates penises. So I have to. I'm in an 8-month relationship and we have to use condoms. Now I will at some point in time. But I also just like, I hate putting anything into my body. I hate the pill made me cry. I'm scared to get the IUD, but like I might look into the IUD one. But I also want to have kids at some point, and IUD is like 4 years. I'm having a kid in 4 years, maybe. I don't know. Look, Leland is okay with the, thank God. But like there was he did ask about it though at one point. It was like, yeah, when are we like going to not use condoms? And I was like, I did the same thing as you. I got real mad. I was like, don't pressure me. And he was like,
yeah,
no, like,
why are you pressuring? Yeah, but the difference between you and me is I actually did it and then accused him of pressuring me. But I had an IUD then, so it was fine.
Yeah, and I think with the UTIs, you just have to, everybody can be like, he has a dirty penis now. He doesn't have a dirty penis. He's so clean. The man is the cleanest person ever. But it's just, yeah, you're vagina needs to, your pH needs to get used to that. And I haven't had a penis. I always use condoms. So she's just like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, she's so confused.
Yeah. And like, even if I used certain body wash or detergent, my vagina is like hypersensitive. Okay.
Ooh, sensitive. Your vagina is like a Jewish girl.
Yeah, you're complaining sensitive about that guy being sensitive. I'm like, my vagina is way more sensitive. But so, but at some point, like, it'd be nice, you know, so I might try the IUD. But then if I just keep getting, my other friend, she was getting so bad UTIs, they were turning into kidney infections, and she's with her fiance. And they had to go back to using condoms. And then my other friend,
that's why I say,
is in a long term, and they've been using condoms, so it's fine.
Wow. These, that's why I just say anal.
No, I have IBS. I'm keeping that shit tight.
You might be good at anal.
Because I have IBS.
I have to tell you something, but I'm in public space. I just want to turn around and make sure no one's here. And I'll tell you an anal story.
Okay. We also have to find out the rest of the story about that guy, but go anals first.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. What did you want to talk about?
No, no. Do the anal and then we'll circle back to the rest of the story with this guy. Because it is interesting.
Oh, no. It's about him. It's about him.
Okay, okay.
Well, we kind of did anal by accident.
There's no doing anal by accident.
Okay, it wasn't by accident. I wanted to do it. And I was very
upset. This is where you're going to say to him later by accident. And he's like, he's going to start getting written permission slips off you for everything.
So what happened was, okay, so let me get to the eight. Okay, so we've been hanging out. We had this, like, when we first saw each other in December, we hung out like every day. And then, because it was just like a lot of built up, we'd been talking for like a month. And then it was funny because before on the phone, I kept telling him, I was like, listen, because he had asked me to go Christmas shopping to help him with for pick out stuff for his family. And I was like, listen, this time around, we're going slow. Okay. Like, and you're like the reindeer and I'm Santa. Okay. Like, I control you.
Yeah, what a funny reference. Do you even believe in Santa?
No, but I just.
Do you guys do Santa?
No, but the
not at all.
No, we don't do Santa. You're making me sound like I fuck Santa. No, I don't do Santa.
But I mean, is it just a Christian thing? Do Jewish people have Santa?
We don't have like imaginary people. No, we light menorahs and are upset that we have big noses. No, nothing.
Okay, it's you have a tiny nose.
Thanks. It's not a nose job. It just happened. I was born with the great Jewish nose. Anyway, so no, but he was all like excited about like planning all this stuff. And I was like being cautious, like, okay, letting you know, like, you need to calm down. We're going to take it slow. Meanwhile, we've hung out like every day since then. And then I went Christmas shopping and he was like, oh, look, like the reindeer got to take control, I guess. And yeah, we've just been hanging out.
Has he said he wants a relationship?
We don't really talk about it.
Okay. So let's see. We'll see.
Sound like my mom. I mean, I guess I could bring it up, but it seems. Oh, yeah. He basically says he's in a better place. He says it without saying it.
Yeah. I would give it. Most people say like a 3 month rule. I'm like a 1 month rule because I've done the 3 month rule and then been like.
Yeah. I don't think we're like seeing other people situation, but. Yeah, I don't know. I'm also like very like not content, but I feel very confident in this. I'm not like worried about it.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
If you're
I think
happy,
when it
then
comes,
that's fine.
Yeah, I think when it comes, and like, and he saw me do stand up for the first time, which that's I was like big. Really nervous about. Were you nervous when? Well, I guess it's hard because you and Leland, he was already a comic. So were you nervous for him to see you?
I was though when we started dating because I just felt like there was a lot of pressure because he had been texting me before when we were just like friends but flirting, like saying that that I was really funny and stuff. So then I was like, oh, now I gotta kill all the time.
Yeah it's like
it's gonna always be pressure.
Yeah, so he saw, and the thing is like he's the first guy I've dated that I like respected him. Yeah. Like respected his like opinion about things.
Yeah.
So I was like really nervous for him to see me. And I just was like kind of like freaking out, but I was like, oh my God, like I hate all my material. Like, what about this? Like, he's going to think I'm not funny, like blah, blah, blah. He's going to think I'm stupid. Like, it was just like an insane thought. And then once I saw the stage, I was like, oh, Tori, you're fine.
Yeah, you're
and then I sat him in the back and I was like, stay here. I was like, and then he was like, do you need anything? I was like, no, just stay here. And then I got up on stage and I did really well. And he was like, afterwards, he was like, you're so funny. He's like, you're really, really funny. He's like, I'm so relieved. You're so funny.
I'm so relieved. Yeah. I'd say they're always nervous when guys go on dates.
He was like, I knew you were going to be funny. He's like, but you don't know. Like, yeah. He's like, and because I don't like put a lot of my clips up. So he was like, you're a funny person, but I just didn't know. And he's like, I didn't want to have any expectation. He's like, but you blew my mind. Like, you were so good. And like, he's like, you really like light up the stage. And he's like, it was so sexy. And then he was like, and then at one point he was like, I think you're the star of this relationship. He says that a lot. He'll like say like we're a relationship, but then like refer to us as dating. So I'm like, all right.
Until you have the actual conversation.
But it's also hard to be like, oh yeah, you're the star of this thing that we're in a like not relationship, yeah. But relationship, but we're not fucking other people. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of words.
Yeah.
But yeah, he saw me and I was just like, really, I was just nervous, but I was happy because now I'm like, oh, I want you to come to all my shows. Because once you get the, and I told him, I was like, using my comedy was like more vulnerable than sex. Not vulnerable, yeah. But I was like more nervous.
I would feel the same. I would feel, it's,
you know,
so
what I mean?
Vulnerable.
Cause it's like your art. And then like when we are, I call it the first time we dated, the first act, like I read some of his work and he was really nervous. And I was like, why are you so nervous? But now I'm like, oh, I get it. That's like me performing.
Well, also as well, if they don't like your comedy or you don't like his writing, you can't be together, because that's, if he doesn't like your comedy, and then there's like months where you're like struggling with rent because shows are bad, your partner would be like, why the fuck are you doing this? So you need someone who's like, no, I totally get it and support you. And like, yeah, like Stephen King's wife, even though I think he turned out to be like an abusive alcoholic. But my point is, she pulled that book out of the bin, out of the trash, right, can, as the Americans say.
And yeah, he was like, you're so funny. He was like, honestly, like, you know, I don't lie like about people's work. And he was telling me about how his friend sent him like some video, and, you know, he was just honest about it. And he is a guy that's like, you know, it's not gonna, he wouldn't be like, oh, you were bad. He would be like, that was great. You know, like, you know, as comics, we know when someone doesn't like us.
Yeah, they all high pitch. And the thing is, it's totally fine if they don't like your comedy. We're not going to be for everybody, but the person you're dating has to like your comedy,
right? And also the thing about him, I've told him, I was like, you're not a huge laugher. I'm like, but now I've started to become hyper aware of it, which is not good. I'm like, you're not like a huge laugher. Like, you laugh, but it's not like a ha ha. Like, he doesn't have a good laugh. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's okay. He's probably just, no, like, yeah.
He doesn't have like a, I don't know, like, you know how, okay, as a comic,
he's going to get this, so insecure about this now when he listens.
He's going to be
this,
so insecure.
Like,
fine.
I can't believe you talked
to him. You're fine. I like, it's not that, it's not him. It's just the way he laughs. It's not like, you know, there's around, you're around some people, they're like amazing laughers. And then I feel very like, oh my God, like everything I say,
yeah,
they think I'm hysterical. But then like they have this and that and whatever. So he's not a huge, I told him, I was like, making you like laugh is like pushing a Purell bottle, like the end of a Purell bottle. Like, I really have to like work for it. You see what I'm saying?
But that's good too, because like, so like, I've even noticed with Leland, he has like a little laugh, but when he has like a real laugh, he'll like throw his head back and it's like,
yeah,
oh,
he
win.
Throws his head back.
Yeah,
so,
that's a win.
Oh, okay. Because the thing is like, well, I did something really funny the other day. He was like, I haven't laughed that hard in so long. And I'm like, you're dating a comic. I hope it hasn't been that long.
No.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, but especially deep thinkers aren't a bit sometimes like, so if you get a
I
good.
I think yeah. that's what it is. I've never dated someone that's like smart. He's smart. So I think I have to like up my game a little.
It's going to make you write better. It's going to make your comedy better.
I know. And then he was like, help me a little bit with a joke. But he's like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm not a comic. I was like, no, you're funny. Like, you're a good writer. Like, okay, yeah, you're not like a punch, but you know words, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's probably
so I was really
observational as well. Since he writes characters, he probably is great at making great observations of people.
Yeah, he is. And honestly, like, he's very funny himself. Like, I don't think I've ever laughed like at someone, like the way he tells stories, like he could be a comic. He's yeah. very funny. Yeah. But yeah, so I was nervous because like, what if he doesn't laugh? Like, so I didn't even look at him, but yeah, he liked it. So whew.
No, that's great. Wait,
it's scary.
How long has it been though, this second time around? How many weeks has it been?
Like nothing, like 2 weeks.
2 weeks of seeing each other every day, where when it was the first month, how long did you see each other? We weren't seeing
well,
each
it was
other.
No, I mean, we haven't seen each other every day, but the first 10 days, it was like a lot. Yeah. And then now he's gone. But the first time around, he was also like gone a lot.
Yeah,
he was like gone. He was like in Portugal. He was like writing.
Well,
so
I hope. Do you talk about it on your podcast?
No, my mom told me not to. She was like, don't talk about it.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's a great journey. It's so open so early. It'd be great
think,
for people
I
to
think when
follow
it,
along with.
I think when it like becomes like official.
Okay.
But
so
he said
either way, come back on this and let us know how it goes.
Oh, but you love it. He said, I saved Christmas. He said the Jew saved Christmas.
What? Oh, saved Christmas because he was sad? Why did
he get he got into like a fight with his family and he called me the next day and I gave him advice and he was like, wow, yeah, like, thank you. That really helped. And then later that day, he was like, you know, I told my family, like, you know, what you said. And they were all like, the Jew saved Christmas. And I was like, yeah. And I was like,
this sounds kind of,
I know. I was like, but you have to say Jewish. You know, you can't just be like, yeah, he went around. He was like, you, the Jew saved Christmas. I was like, you know, don't scream that.
I think when you say that in front of anything, it just sounds like if someone was like, oh, you know, the Irish, it automatically sounds like you hate Irish.
Right. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, when you say that, it just, I wouldn't, if you said the gays, it sounds like you don't like gay
right.
people.
Yeah, unless, like, you're the gay, Facebook, the Instagram, like, nothing. You put they in front of anything, it's never a good thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's making, it sounds like you're objectifying. Because you would say the book, the cup of tea. You don't say the Tory.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wait, I didn't know Leland wasn't a big laugher.
When he laughs, he is a big laugher, but he has a fake laugh. He has a fake laugh.
But he doesn't fake laugh with you.
No, but I noticed it when we were first dating and I was like, well.
But isn't it funny, Katie, that like this type, the fact that like this guy's the writer, let's call him Jewel Writer. That's his nickname, Jewel Writer. That his laugh is something I notice. A normal girl would never think about that. Like, I'm not saying his laugh is annoying. I'm just saying he's not a big laugher. Like, in like volume wise, yeah, but I don't think anyone else would ever fucking like notice that.
No, I'm the same, because I remember being like to Leland when we first started dating, and he kind of like fake laughed at something, and I was like, I would rather you didn't laugh, because I hate that. And he's a poor lad, he was just trying to be polite, you know, because we weren't dead. But now he just won't laugh, or he'll have his big laugh. But he, like, I make him laugh a lot, which is great. But there is a big laugh, like, you know when you've gotten a really good joke in, because like I wouldn't even, but this is the thing, I'm not trying to be funny the things that he laughs at. So
one thing that did happen though before I went up on stage, so before I get up on stage, we're sitting there, you know, waiting for the show, and he's like, oh, do you have any jokes about me? And I was like, well, I have one joke about you, but you're not gonna like it. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, it was after you ended things, I really don't think you'll like it. He's like, let me hear. All right, Katie, you remember this joke. Remember I say how, like, you know, I didn't think about it. Okay, so I was dating this guy, and then he ended things because he said he wasn't ready for a relationship. And then he asked if I slept with anyone else. And he was like, oh, and I said yes. And he was like, oh, I'm so turned off by that. And I was like, oh, well, now you know how I feel when I watch you eat. And he, silent, his eyes widen. He puffed that whole jewel. He basically puffed like the whole store of like, he was like, I was like, and he doesn't laugh. He goes, that's really good.
Oh, when told him the joke?
Yeah. I was like, are you mad?
But it's not really about the way he eats. It's just a funny punchline.
Yeah. No, it is about the way he eats. Oh, okay. That's where it came from. I told him that too.
Honestly, it gets better though.
No, but the thing is, he didn't laugh until that's the first thing I did before going up on stage. So I was like, all right, I basically like, fuck. I was like, I think it was my also thing of like warning him.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
oh, this, letting, you know, this is the life.
No, sorry. I didn't do this on stage.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
But I'm saying I did this like sitting next to him because he had asked me if I have any jokes about him. So I was like almost like warning him, like, hey, because I think also we're. I don't know. Is Leland like the first guy? Does he feel like a different guy you've dated than anyone else?
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally different planet.
Right. And I feel like that way about Jewel Writer guy. So I think I'm still like figuring things out with him, because I've dated only guys where they're such assholes that they love when I talk shit about them.
Because they're like, so narcissists. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you could be like talking about.
That's why they like when I talk about them on stage. Like, look at this fucking asshole. Like, you know, he didn't text me back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, narcissist. That's why a lot of narcissists ask comedians out, because they want to be involved in their limelight, and but then they ended up get jealous of it. Or guys who want to be comedians ask female comedians out, but then they're jealous of it. It's like you have an extra, you need an extra stick than normal people to wad off, because I do think guys who ask women who are in the limelight out, it's usually because they want to bask in her limelight, and then they'll, you know, put her down. Like, it's like gaslighting or narcissist 101. When you watch any of those like therapy videos, they're always like, they want to take your light, like,
right,
positive people. But he didn't, I'm trying to think now as well, like he doesn't laugh at my jokes obviously because he's seen them so many times, but on stage if I do like a new joke I'll hear his laugh, so I'll know like,
oh that's so sweet,
if, you know, or I won't hear the laugh.
But and now do you get nervous in front of him or no? Or no. Do you like when he's there?
No, I don't care. We perform together so much now in New York. That yeah, it's just kind of like, actually it's fun because we get to like, we've had a couple of sets where we've had to go right up after each other and we've just like done jokes about it. So if he's like,
oh my God,
his
so
Irish
cute
girlfriend who has a joke about how I've seen loads of penises, because so his joke is basically, he was like, he was talking to me one night and he was like, isn't it weird that I have a penis but I've seen more vaginas and you have a vagina, but you've seen more penises. And I was like, oh yeah, I've seen hundreds of penises. And he was like, and his joke is like, I called for a timeout. And then he has a whole joke about how he's like, how did she see? Like, he's like, she's Irish. She's, you know, from a Catholic country. I know she doesn't watch porn. So she had to see all these penises in real life. And
right.
And he's like, I love golden retrievers, but I haven't seen hundreds of golden retrievers. But it's easy to see hundreds of penises, I feel like, because like men are always flashing their penis. They were in Ireland anyway when I was growing up.
What do you mean men were flashing their penis? Like,
take them
boys
out on a night out drinking, they'd take them out, they'd flash, or they'd be like, look at this. I remember one guy would go around, this is so funny, because if anybody, I don't think anybody does from home, from my hometown, listen to this podcast, but if they do, shout out as you say in America, but if they do they'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because one of the lads, he would take out his penis and he'd be like, look at my little willy, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean. He would just run around with his little
oh
penis
my god
out. But like, fair play to him, great confidence, that's the way to handle a non-large willy. But like, or they would streak naked across the football.
See, yeah, I don't think guys would do that growing up. You know what would happen a lot? They took it a step not so far. They would just pants each other, so you wouldn't see the penis.
Oh, yeah,
obviously,
see that too. Yeah, getting jocked.
Oh,
we call it.
Yeah, pulling but down. I would always hope. I'd be like, yeah.
How you get jocked in school? Isn't that awful?
They pulled your pants down.
Yeah.
Did you see the vagina?
I was wearing a thong.
Oh, you're like, that held on fucking tight. I'll tell
I
you
did.
That.
Yeah. But yes, they probably saw my arse. But yeah, now, well, I was gonna ask. So this guy, Jewel Ryder. What's his religion then, if they were saying
I don't know, Catholic? No, he doesn't have a religion.
What's his family's religion?
I don't know, just Christian. And or so I don't think they have, I think they just celebrate Christmas.
Do you buy Christmas? You said you were Christmas shopping. Do you buy Christmas presents if you don't celebrate Christmas?
Oh no, he wanted it for his family.
Oh, and you do you yes. And your mom and your dad do Hanukkah then?
No, my family's very weird with gifts. Like, my mom will get me a gift for Hanukkah in April. And I'll be like, it's April. And she's like, I know, I'm getting you a gift for Passover. I'm like, you don't get gifts in Passover. She's like, well, it's for your Passover and your birthday. Aren't you a lucky girl? I was like, what are you talking about?
But so you didn't do Hanukkah gifts and you don't do.
No.
And then because Christmas Day is a national holiday in America, do you use it as a day to meet up and hang out?
Like, norm, if I was back in New York, no.
Yeah. Okay,
well, listen, nice. I'm not a regular Jew. I'm really not. I for the listeners, like, I'm not. I think most people, they like typical. They go to the movies. They eat Chinese food.
Yeah.
I did the most Jewish thing ever. I chose to have my booster the day before Christmas so that I would be sick on Christmas.
Hey, I love this rebellion.
Right. I was like, ooh, look at me. Which day can I, like, I think Jews love the booster because Jews love to complain and be sick. So it's like, ooh, exciting. It's like, ooh, I get to pick which day of the week I can complain and be sick.
Yeah. Emma Doran, she's an Irish comedian. She has a great TikTok video about that, about being like, it's called COVID confessions, and she's in a confession box and she's basically saying like, oh, I lied about, I used using the booster as a saying
an
you were
excuse.
Sick, but you weren't. Yeah. But like, I know, do you know what I hate about COVID now is I used to use a cold as being sick, not to have to go do things with people, or like, if I just needed some time off, like,
yeah,
like, I never really take off work, but I might be like, oh, if someone wants to come in early, you know, I can't do that now. You took nothing. Away my one excuse. Or if I just didn't want to go out with my friends because I was like, I have a cold, I need to stay in. Now it's like, if I say I have a cold, they're like, go get tested, you have COVID, you'd be fucking exiled from society. So they fucking COVID took away my nice, it's my guarantee. Now I have to say period pains.
Ooh, imagine.
Yeah, we can't have period the whole month. I have to remember then when I said my period pains.
Yeah, they're like, you're like, I have period pains. They're like, Katie, I thought you had it 7 days ago. You're like, I have a long period. Don't yeah. judge me.
I have a 32-day, 31-day, like, depending on the month.
I have 32-day period.
Is there even a month with 32 days? 31 days? I have no idea.
But I actually, speaking of periods, I took out my IUD and I just started getting my period again. And it's crazy. I haven't, Katie, I've had a period in 8 years.
Yeah, no.
I've transitioned back to myself.
That's great. Give yourself these. Give yourself at least a year of getting your periods. And
I don't like it. Condoms. It's exhausting. Don't like it. I don't know how to put the tampon in. It's painful. I'm bleeding. I don't like it. I'm crying. I'm laughing at the same time. My hormones are insane.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think all the symptoms also are like so heightened because they haven't been used in so long. I was trying to explain to my friend that I feel like all my symptoms are like they've been in like a rehearsal or like they've been like on the sidelines, like a theater. So say my vagina is a theater. Okay. Mm-hmm. And after 8 years, they're like, guys, wake up. We got the budget to put on the play. Everyone get your act together. So all my symptoms are like, yes, it's our time to shine. You know, the anxiety is like, here we go. We're going to make you laugh and cry at the same time. And the blood's like, we're going to gush. It's been 8 years. Like, they're just so excited to come out.
Well, for your new whatever he is, if he's listening to this, when you have anxiety from your period, don't be like, see, anxiety, because also she will stab you on her period. Wait though, my therapist, because I get PMS, but it wasn't bad last month, I don't know why, and this month, but I think as well, if you're already stressed, it just heightens it. But she says primrose oil, which I haven't gotten and she hasn't asked me about, thank God. But primrose oil is really good for your PMS, and drinking water.
Oh, they always say that.
I know, water is everything.
Just drink the water. Just drink the water. I'm like, what? Can you just say Diet Coke? Like something a little more enjoyable?
No. Wait, we never found out about the anal.
Oh yeah, so I accidentally did it. And when I mean accidentally, I mean I said I wanted to.
Okay. Oh, you're so tiny.
I know, but this is where it gets crazy, Katie. What I look like on the outside, let's just say my insides aren't like that.
Well, you're meant to like douche before.
Well, no. Let's just start out with. So he's made a comment saying that I have a very elastic vagina. Now,
yeah, lads, don't be saying that.
Is that a compliment?
It is.
He told me it is. So while he's sitting there sideways,
but I could see how you'd take it not as a compliment.
And you know, I come from a family where it's like the smaller you are, the better you are. So if this guy's telling me I have an elastic vagina, I can't go tell my mom that. She's like, ah, Tori, you got an elastic vagina?
Should we make you do keg keyholes or whatever?
They're like, Tori, that's not good. Your sister has a very tiny, tiny little vagina. She's
not after pushing that size of a child out of her vagina. Jesus, no, that thing is like four melons. Oh, well then. No wonder. No one. That would have been like, okay. That would have been like the movie. Where's the movie where the alien bursts out of her? That's a big, that was a big baby your sister had. Lovely, gorgeous baby, but that was a big
baby.
He's a big baby.
So ghostwriter Jewel is laying on the side of my bed. You know, we just had sex. He's jeweling. Like, you know, you actually have a pretty elastic vagina. And I was like, what? He's like, no, like, it's a good thing. Cause like, you know, like it's tight, but then it gets bigger. And I was like, so you're saying I'm a slut? What are you saying here? You know, and he's like, no, it's a good thing. It's this all good thing, blah, blah. And then, so he said that. And then one time we were having sex and, you know, like, oh, put a finger in the butt. I was like, ooh, that feels good. My butt. Because remember the ex liked it in his butt. And we were like, is he gay?
Well, you were like that.
Right. Okay. I was like that. Sorry. I don't mean to. Sorry. I know. I didn't. Which I want to bring up, but I don't think he was gay. I think he was just a skateboarder that liked to paint.
And it wasn't just the finger in the arse. It was, at the time, eating ass wasn't known or a big thing. And he right. got down on all fours and spread his cheeks. And that's just a very...
He wanted me to try it. And
feminine
I tried it.
Position. And I think at the time, we both weren't as educated, maybe.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think I thought, because at the time, Dez was always talking about how men should get a finger in the arse. So, because remember, I was saying that to you.
Yeah.
And you're...
Yeah, I think... Also, I'm just a little, like... I just say he's gay because I'm like, oh, it's an easier excuse than being like, he just didn't like me, Tori.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, he was gay. He was into men. I see him with a girl. I think he just didn't want to date you.
No. Okay.
I don't think he was gay, Tori.
And you know, anyway, Leland likes the finger arse.
So a lot of guys do. Speaking of that, I told Ghostwriter, I was like, sometimes you have like gay mannerisms when you talk. And he was like, no, I think I'm just like educated. Should I write that down?
That's really funny. Yeah, write that down.
Because I was like, you talk a lot with your hands. And he's like, Tori, I literally just like read books. And I was like, you're right. I've just never dated someone like that before. Wait, I want to get, let's finish the anal talk. Let's finish it up. And then we'll talk about how like the past confuses the present and the present confuses the past. And it's like, am I going to be alone forever or what? Yeah. Okay, so basically, you know, I was liking a lot of fingers in the butt. Not a lot, not like a whole fist. One, two, a little tap dance. Hey, 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 we'll stick in there. And then I think at one point he was like, oh, like, no, I think he suggested it. And then I was like, and then we were in the middle of like having really hot sex. And I was like, actually just like put it in. And he was like, okay.
Have you no lube or nothing?
No, but it wasn't the whole, it was like already like lubricated in that area, but he didn't put the whole thing in. It was like, It was like the size of like putting a thumb in, like just the tip. And then he was just like, he was like smoking a Juul wall. No, he doesn't smoke a Juul wall. He fucks me. But he was like, oh, wow. Like, this is like really good. And then afterwards, he was like, you've never done that before. I was like, no. He's like, promise me. I was like, no. He's like, that's just crazy. Like just in the middle. He's like, usually it's like, you know, like, hey, let's like plan the night. This is going to be a little painful. Let's put a towel down. He was like, he's like, I think you're lying to me. I was like, I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. And he's like, oh, he was like, I'm so turned on. But, and I was like, I'm so like, I really like it, but I'm also like so weirded out that like, why is my butt so able to just, he goes, your asshole is the least neurotic thing about you.
Least neurotic. What does that
mean? I need to start that. Cause he said that, like, he was like, it's weird that your asshole can just like relax. Like, you know, it could just like relax and open. He was like, your asshole is the least neurotic thing about you.
Oh, well, this is really good to hear, though, because like, look, here's the thing.
It didn't go in, but I really need to explain, because I feel, first off, it felt good, but it wasn't the whole thing in there. It really was just like a thumb size. Now I feel grossed out by myself. Who am I? I thought I was this really cute little girl from the Upper East Side. Meanwhile, I'm just some girl that can take anal without even putting lube on. Who am I?
But
I don't like it.
But you look, men do it all the time. You know, when I had Oscar,
and it wasn't even sore the next day.
Well, when I had Oscar on, he said that you have to douche and all that. But I'm sure a lot of maybe gay men don't douche and they just go for it if they're on like a night out and they don't, and it's fine. So, and it all goes back perfectly. So,
I had a talk with my asshole the other day. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Did you?
But okay, here's the thing. It was like this much in, but that's like a lot. That's like, and thicker. So it was two thumbs. It was two thumbs worth in.
And has he got thick? But it also depends on the penis too.
Like, it's thick, yeah.
But see, that's, yeah, I'd be terrified of a big thick penis.
I don't know. He was like terrified but turned on. I was like, who am I? It felt like the feeling after you had sex for the first time. You're like, wait, like that felt good, but I turned to him. You're gonna love it. I turned to him and I go, I have Christian shame. He goes, it's Catholic shame.
Guilt. It's Catholic guilt. He goes, it's Catholic. He's like, don't associate me with those Catholics. Okay. You know, the Christians hate each other, by the way. All the Christians hate each other.
But Katie, I don't know what came into me. But then I thought of it, and this is really disgusting. So if he is listening, he should stop. So I've done a lot of like cleanses through my ass to get rid of parasites. And I think my ass is very used to expanding, let's just say.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
But I mean, your arse would be used to expanding if you take shits. So...
No, but these are, I'm letting things out that they're worms. I'm letting worms out of my ass. So I'm letting worms out of my ass. And I've
why
I'm
did used... you have worms in your arse?
Because I have parasites, Katie. I never Why? Told you this.
You did, but I just what happened again? How did you get, like... you've Lyme disease from the tick. You have parasites in your arse. You had what else did you have? Dyslexia.
She's a fucking Jew, I tell you. She's a Jew, this one.
No,
I have the parasites from the Lyme because the Lyme has the parasites. Hold on, I need to find a charger really quickly.
I will say though, you say. You know, the stereotype of being sick. Do you say that's a Jewish stereotype?
I think it's like stereotype of being neurotic.
Because in fairness to your people, sure, they had a like really hard, like traumatizing time after, you know, Germany and the Holocaust and went over to America and made a whole new life for them. So I wouldn't say to me, I'd be like, Jesus, very strong people, very strong.
Oh, that's nice. I do have a strong. I am strong.
And your mother.
The fact I just let a dick in my ass. That's a strong woman right there. I hope my mom doesn't listen. I don't see like you're disgusting.
And you're tiny as well. So you probably have a tinier arsehole than most. You would.
No, I'm telling you, Katie. He keeps telling me I've got this elastic thing, and I keep being like, that's not a compliment. That's not a compliment. You know what I mean? Would you like it if a guy said to you, have an elastic vagina?
I just wouldn't know what it means. But I'd probably be thinking, oh, thank God for when I have a baby, you know?
Yeah, but like, what am I getting? Now, this is a weird. Now I feel like I want to call up every guy I've ever slept with and mean, like, was it elastic? Was it elastic?
Put a finger up there. You know what? No, he's just a bit of an idiot. Sorry now when he listens to this, because I think all vaginas are elastic. That's the whole point of them, is so they can stretch to fit in different dick sizes and then they can, fit out a baby. So they're all elastic.
I don't know. I feel like I need to.
But you're fine. Remember there was that. Now, okay. Current partner, pause for 15 seconds. I know. Fast guy? Forward 15 seconds. The guy now, I'm telling him, if he's listening, fast forward for 15
oh,
seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to talk about a previous partner really quickly, but it'll be only. Remember another guy you slept with a long time ago said, like, you're such a little tight pussy.
Which one was. They always say that.
Yeah, see, so you're fine.
Yeah, but are they just saying that?
No.
That's like after. Yeah, it's like a comedy show when people come up to you and they're like, you're funny. Like, do they really mean it? Or are they just saying it because
they just wouldn't bother coming up to you. If they say come up and say you're funny, I mean it. People just go and this is when they don't think you're funny. They just give you the hell, you know, nod or whatever. And you're like,
yeah,
they don't like that. I mean, or if they say it, it means they really thought it or they really liked it, especially Irish people, because they won't really go out of their way. But but I think like in America, if they say it, there's no reason. But then again, in sex, I don't know. I guess you would be like, yeah, give me that big, you guys. I know I wouldn't say it, but like, I've never said that's, I wouldn't. If it's
so
not.
Now, anyway, this is Tori. Now my new credit is she has Lyme disease, dyslexia, and an elastic ass. Give it up for Tori.
Wait, how did you get the parasite?
I don't know. Lyme. I did like a test like a year ago or 2 years ago. And they told me I had worms. And then I had to poop them out through special medicine. It was the growth. I have photos.
Do you think
you
I got your worms and that's why I'm so tin?
Maybe. No, you don't.
I don't
get
eat a lot though. So
you don't get my worms through that.
Wait, what else did
I So are you gonna try it now after I've told you about it?
No, even though that's one of his fantasies, which he's also told me it's okay to talk about on this. Well, I mean, I think that's every guy's fantasies. Well, not now. I'm happy enough.
Well, don't tell him about mine. He might look at me differently, Katie.
I know.
He'd be like, Tori.
I know.
I'd be like, Tori, you do that Irish accent just like Katie and put your ass up in the air. I might have to take a break from Katie. I'll be like, oh, Leland, oh, you fucking feel good. Oh, Leland, Leland. He'll be like, Katie. I'll be like, call me Katie. Call me. Oh, fuck yeah. Wait, I don't know what you say. Wait, no, you don't. Oh, Jace. Oh, Jace. Oh, Jace. Now I'm just doing it.
Sounds good. That sounds good. I kind of like saving things.
What?
I don't know.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. What happened to me? It was only 10 days in. I'm already doing this.
I know. You should have been saving that for the relationship talk. I'm saving mine for marriage.
I've nothing left to save for this guy.
This is my Catholic virginity is my
how about I just tell him, I'm like, yeah, when we actually get in a relationship, you know what I'm going to give you? I'm just going to stop talking about you
in on the podcast. Yes. Yeah. I'll give you
anonymity. I'll give you privacy.
Yeah.
That's, he'll be like, stop. I'll be like, yeah, isn't going to rock your world, right?
Oh.
What's on your back?
No, my back's just sore. My body's sore ever since I got the booster. I'm like you. You say, see this thing, you say these things are stereotypes because you always say, oh, this is because I'm Jewish. But I'm a bit neurotic with, I have a pain in my knee now ever since the booster.
The
and I'm
booster.
Convinced I'm going to get, like blood clots.
Whatever happened when the doctor said you had AIDS, which is one of my favorite stories.
Oh, yeah. Come here to me. This fucking gobshite goes, he goes that you're, whatever medication I was using, he was like, you shouldn't be reacting like that. And the fact that you're malnutritioned, that said, there's signs of HIV. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, we're going to have to get you a blood test. And I go, but I always get STD checks and it's never come up. And he goes, well, you could have gotten it since then. We're going to have to get a blood test. And I was like, well, I have the same boyfriend. There's no way I couldn't have got it. And then I was like, could HIV come burst through the condom from Leland? Like, so anyways, I waited a whole month, panicked, and you know, that stresses you out.
Yeah.
And then when I went then the next time, he was like, oh, our test results haven't come true yet. And I was like, you have to go to a different place to get them done. And I was like, well, I got them done and I paid for it, so it should have came true. And he was like, and I go, will you just double check? Okay.
I might have AIDS or not, honey.
And then he goes, oh, they did come true. And I was like, did they, you fucking dope? And then he was like, yeah, everything's looking good. And I'm like, what about the HIV? And he was like, oh yeah, no, you don't have that. And looking at me like I'm crazy. And I was like, okay, you just had me terrified for a whole month. And he goes, okay. And he just left.
Oh my God.
I know. Isn't that terrible? But anyway,
this is awful.
I know.
I'm so glad we were at Old Man Hustle, like a comedy club in Brooklyn. And Katie goes, I don't know, I might have HIV. What are you going to do later? I'm like, what later? Do you have HIV or not? What the fuck's going on?
I kind of knew because it's like, how would I have? But, oh, remember I was panicked because I sat in a toilet seat without toilet paper on it. And then when I got up, there was blood on my leg, but there had been blood on the toilet seat that I didn't see underneath. And then I thought I'd be the unlucky fucker to get HIV off a toilet seat. So.
Oh my God. Katie.
I
know,
brother.
That's awful.
I know. So that's why I was nervous too. But yeah. Still STD free and HPV free now. HPV?
Oh, you have your HPV free too.
Yeah, did yours clear up as well?
Yeah, mine cleared up. Yeah. Wow, Katie, both of ours cleared up just in time for the nice guys.
I remember when Tori was first. Yeah, perfect. But Leland won't give a shit, you know. I remember when you first had a joke about a tick taking HPV out of you. That joke where you say, oh, the tick gave me Lyme disease, but what did I give the tick? HPV. And then I thought at the time that you were telling people you had AIDS. And I was like, why is she doing that? I had no clue. And I remember being like, Tori, do you really want to be saying that? Like, because I was like, why is she lying, telling them that she has AIDS? And I remember saying to you, people really think you have that. And you were like, but I do. And I was like, all right.
It's so funny.
And then I found out it's not AIDS. It's something totally different.
No, it's H. It's a human. Some
Pavlova.
Everyone has
Pavlova.
Everybody has HPV.
Every single person. Yeah.
Vagina. Yeah, stays in there. It's like has a good time. It hangs out.
It's partying, destroying your insides. And that's only certain ones. But I talked to a guy who works with like infectious diseases, and he says that you can get HPV just even from fingering.
What?
Wait, he said, yeah, you can say you can.
No.
Well, yeah, but it's not the dangerous one. He said HPV is the most common spread. Like it's all over your body. Well, you know what? I don't know. That sounds, now that I'm saying that, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because HPV is warts on your hand, right?
I think you have. Katie, I really don't know.
Because HPV, you can also get warts from. So if you have,
remember when I had that STD called molluscum? You get warts from it. Remember that?
You get warts from that?
That was, yes. I had like fake herpes for a month.
Oh yeah, and you sent me a picture of your vagina. I have a joke about that.
Wait, what? Let me hear it. I don't think
I just say
it.
I have my Long Island joke where I say, you know, when they had to teach me the Long Island iced tea, I was like, this is crazy. And then I met people from Long Island and I was like, this makes sense. So I have that. And then I say, my best friend is from Long Island. And our first week of our friendship, which isn't true, we did this like years later. I say, our first week of our friendship, she sent me a picture of her vagina and was like, do you think this looks okay? And I was like, bitch, I haven't even seen my own vagina. So and then I talk about, I pretend that you got me the vibrator, which obviously I got myself. And then you're like, I say, I only started masturbating because of you, because you were talking about it. One of my sets, and I forgot about this, but I said, I just, because like I try to go off like as natural as possible. So if anything pops into my head, I usually just say it. But then sometimes I forget. So I should really be listening to my sets. But I just remember now that I said, oh, you know, she'd be talking about it all the time. She was telling me she was doing it when she was three. I didn't even know kids could masturbate. Like, so.
Yeah, I was just, I'm happy to be an inspiration to you.
Yeah.
I really want him to come to New York, ghostwriter, or not ghostwriter, writer Jewel. I want him, I like tell him about you. He really wants to meet you.
I'd love that too. Yeah, of course. He's welcome. You guys should come.
Maybe we'll just be in this like, yeah, but maybe we should be in a relationship by then.
Yes, definitely. And if
like, if you're flying together and holding hands on the flight because there's turbulence, you should be able to be like, oh, sorry, me and my boyfriend are very scared of flying. What are you going to be like? Oh, yeah, sorry, the guy I'm dating that I'm taking to New York is going to see me do comedy and also meet my parents and my dog. Were you also really scared of flying?
Wait, so you wouldn't stay with your parents, right? If you were in a relationship, would you stay with your parents? Him with your parents?
Well, with COVID, it's hard. Yeah, my mom says I can. I don't know. COVID is kind of challenging. Well, if we're not in a relationship, he can stay wherever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. You hear it? You listening
fucking,
to this?
Yeah. You could fucking stay wherever the fuck you want. But yeah, I guess it's going well. But I was really nervous for him to see me perform. But I'm glad you felt the same way. I'm even surprised you felt that because he was a comic.
I think you would feel it with anybody because it's different now. All of a sudden it's like...
But I think I perform best when I don't know anyone in the audience.
Oh, of course, because there's no stakes. Like, I think you could be doing it for 20 years. And then if your parent is there, you're kind of like, fuck, I got to prove that I was right not to be a banker.
Right.
You know, it's right. Just, like, feels intense.
But I want to start like inviting people that like, not inviting people, just being like, just, okay, I'll come. Like, it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah, that's what I did. I did a lot. Like, I always brought all the guys.
You did a good job. You always brought every guy.
And that was because I wanted to get over that anxiety. But like, and so it helped me with like anxiety and stage fright and all that.
That's good. Yeah, you would bring I'll never forget one guy. This must be 5 years ago. You brought the guy, he had a wonky eye and he lived in like Washington Heights.
But God, he was Irish.
But he like ate you out really well. On the kitchen table. Like, I feel like I remember you telling me this. Yeah. You only went on like 3 dates with him or something.
Yeah, that was...
He had the wonky eye. I met him at the creek.
Yeah, I know.
I
mean, he can have a wonky eye all he wants if he goes down like that. He only needs one good eye. He doesn't need any eyes to eat out like that. Oh my God.
Maybe that's why he was so good, because the other eye was like only directed.
Yeah, they were both directed directly. It was like magical. I'll never actually forget that because
I'll never forget it.
I went to a different like it was like euphoric. And I remember being like, whoa, when he was like, well, it's in a relationship for 7 years, which was kind of nice to know because he was like, oh no, I had to learn to be like this. So you can teach a guy. You just have to put in the effort.
Yeah, you can teach a guy.
Because Leland as well, like I heard somewhere it takes 45 minutes for a woman. So and it's all depending on how comfortable you are too, but like the first few months it would take a while, but now like the past month we've gotten it down to like a science and it's like a couple of minutes. It's like,
wow,
that good. Yeah, we have it down to, because like for me, if I like hold it open, then that helps too. And I'm also putting pressure, so it's like a two-man job now, but I don't mind because it's happening.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Ever since I got the IUD out, I've like lost feeling down there. It's very strange. My hormones have changed. And I feel like it needs to be like a 7-man job. It's like, get your hand, get your crane.
We'll all have to put a hand in.
Yeah, you like get your butt. I'm like, yeah, I want to go meet Katie. And I want you to meet Katie in New York so she can help me orgasm as well. We need a few people on board. But yeah, it's a, so sometimes takes a lot of work.
You just have to get your hormones probably just need to get regulated again. Now I'm saying that having no fucking clue what I'm talking about.
No, but they do. I think they do.
I was going to ask you something there. There's a show here in Ireland, but it's on, it's actually a British show, but I was obviously watching it in Ireland, called Naked Attraction. But it's,
oh, okay.
They're all fucking naked. And you
are they in the woods?
No, it's
because here they have a show called Naked and Afraid.
No, Naked and Afraid, their bits are covered. Here you see the whole willy, the whole vagina. Oh my God, Tori, you'd love it. Yeah, I have to send you, like, I don't know how you could watch it, but I got to go buy the box set or something for you. I don't know how you can watch it up there.
I got to get the box set for Tori, that fucking horny little elastic girl.
So it's like Blind Date, but they're naked. So you come in, let's say you're a woman, and they have a woman and a man each time. So the woman comes in, there's six guys or five guys, and they're all on these boxes. And it pulls up to their knees, firstly. And then she kind of has to look at the knees and see what she likes. And then it pulls up to their willy, and their willy's hanging out. So,
and you can, so on your TV in Ireland, it doesn't blur it out.
Yeah, oh, which is mad. If I posted a picture of a willy on my Instagram, our Instagram would be deleted.
But that's confusing, because I thought your country is so, like,
So did I. Okay,
you can't you can look, but you can't talk about it.
You can't have a period. You can't have a period ad where it's helping learn the tampon ad educating women. But like this, but this is the thing. It's not an Irish TV channel. It's a British TV channel. It's Channel 4.
Oh, it's British. Okay.
Yeah, those Brits are mental. So it pulls up. So, and then the willy is hanging out, and you can see all the willies, and all the willies are so different. And then it pulls up to their stomach. And so you have to say no to people as you go along. So you're really judging on their knees, their penis.
So it's like
stomach.
Hinge, but everyone's naked.
Yeah. And you don't get to see the face until you're down to the last tree. And then from the last tree, you choose between two. So it keeps pulling up the more you eliminate people. So it's really just on like looks and basing off that. And then when you get to the last two, you see their face, you have to get naked. So then there's three of you naked, and then you choose whoever you want, and then you go on a date, and then they follow up with them like a month later to see if they're still going on dates. But yeah, it was just
it's insane.
It is insane, because you're completely just judging off knee, all the penises. And all of the vaginas have, like in the episode I watched, had no pube. Not a pube among them.
Not a pube among them.
Like nothing. Like completely shaved. Not even like a landing strip or a bit or trimmed.
Was it also interesting to see where you're like, huh? Like,
no, that's why it's not sexual at all. You're interested. Because I love seeing people. You know, you don't get to see people's bits enough to not see. And it's the vaginas I want to see, because I don't watch porn. And even if you do watch porn, that's an unrealistic... you know,
so they were all different looking, right?
Oh, so different. So some had like, you know, out-y vaginas, some had in-y vaginas where bits are sticking out, but there's no flaps, you know? And I had no idea that other vaginas look like that. So, because you just think everything looks like your own, and then you're seeing all these, like, Jesus, which is great. And I think that's part of the show. They're like, oh, you should be really proud of your body and all that, so you look fine. But I was surprised that not one of them had pubes, because... it's interesting, because I feel like pubes are becoming like really popular, and like even just trimmed, but becoming more popular in New York.
I'm upset. I told you what happened. I lost them in a laser hair removal accident. I miss my pubes.
You sound like you went to war.
I did go to war with a Groupon deal. I went to war with a Groupon deal, and the woman was like, listen, and she had like those really like long nails. She's like, listen, it's not going to work the first time. So like, if I would do it, I would laser the whole thing. At least that way your hair would grow back like thinner. It's not so thick. So it's like, all right, you know, do that. I wanted to leave a landing strip, but then like it didn't grow back, and it grew back in patches. So now I have a landing strip on my lips. I have a landing strip, the one place people don't want their pubes. And I just leave it there.
Yeah, I just leave it. I just keep it trim there. I don't want to, guys, that's where it needs to be, for all of the good reasons that I've said multiple times on the podcast. So I won't, but also I don't want it fully naked there. I don't.
It grosses me out. And you know what grosses me out the most? When guys would shave. I'm going to like, ew. I'm like,
all the guys had it shaved, like fully. I used the same. They looked disgusting.
It like grosses me out.
I think it was.
I'd rather back hair than no pubes.
Someone on my
podcast. I'd rather their sweater than no pubes.
No, me too. I it looks like it's just like so like, look, this is my penis, this is it right here. Because when it's shaved, it's like a different skin color as well. It's so like,
ugh, and they're always light. Bumpy. It's never smooth. It's never smooth.
No, I hate it. Oh, I remember I remember the DJ I was seeing, and he shaved it off. And I was like, is that for me or you? Because I don't need that. And he was like, oh, okay. But he had like band-aids, you guys call them. We call them plasters. He had band-aids over from where he'd like.
Ew. Oh my God. I'm going to vomit. Ew. It's the most disgusting. So you got to like peel the band-aids off before giving him a blowjob, or no, the band-aid was just
above.
Like...
It was above. Yeah. I mean, it would. Yeah. My forehead, I guess, would probably hit it. I think. I don't know. No, I don't think. It depends.
And that's how you got AIDS, Katie.
I know. That's how I got.
Wow.
HIV. I do not have HIV for the listeners. But if you have it, listeners, that's okay. It's very manageable.
I had it for years.
You did not have HIV. You had HPV. Oh. See, you probably did get up on stage and say a tick gave you, or the tick has HIV. No one knew in your dyslexia.
Probably.
There's probably about 40 comics who think you have AIDS.
They're like, I would have. I'm like, yeah, why? How come I never go out with comics? Don't worry, because the community thinks you have HIV. I'm like, no, I have hepatitis B. Okay, get it right.
If it wasn't for living in America, though, I would know. And for any listeners who don't live in a city that's so sex positive and always informing you stuff, I learned this from a fucking train ad, subway ad. But that HIV is very manageable now, and they have a pill you take every day that makes it not transmissible. It's like nearly undetected. So, like, look, awful if you get it, of course, because who wants to be dealing with extra shit? But if you do, it's not the end of the world, and you can live your life and all that stuff. You just have to educate yourself. But yeah, pain in the hole, like anything, you don't want to get herpes because a pain in the hole to have to deal with. I don't want a wart on my hand either. Pain in the hole. I don't want acne. Pain in the hole to deal with.
Yeah, it's all pain in a hole. Pain in a hole. And let me tell you something. If it's my hole, it's a big hole. So it's going to be a big... Are you going to see me differently now? Are you just going to look at me and being like, there's Tori with her big hole?
No, I had forgotten about it until you brought it up. So you told me before and I forgot about it. So don't worry. I don't think of you via your hole. And I definitely don't think it's that big. I'm sure. Which is so strange that he would say that, because you think he would be like, he's nearly, when he says that, it's like saying he, and I know he doesn't have a small willy, but it's like saying, you know, when guys say like, because usually they're like, oh, my big cock can't fit in here. And it's like, a
right. Well, right. No, the thing is,
hope my parents knew that.
No, he doesn't have a tiny one. So it's interesting, because I'll never forget this comic once told me, he was bragging. He was like, yeah, girls love when I do anal because they say I have the perfect size. I'm like, that's not a good thing.
That is not a good thing. That is
not. No, but his is. So that's why it was even more concerning, Katie, because it's not small. So it was like, wow, look at me. It's like when all your, you know what I mean? It really made me reflect.
That's the thing. You kind of like, for a girl, I always feel like if you're scared of anal, if they have like a skinny, which I don't like per se, but it's totally fine if you have that, no shaming. I just prefer a little.
But like a skinny dick, like a pencil
I'm just thinking
dick?
If it's really, really skinny, and that can be like, you know, some guys might not like that and they might be insecure about it. But for some women who have vaginosis, it's great. Or if there's extra tight, or.
What's vaginosis?
Well, I'm just going to say also to give these guys a bit of a boost confidence for anal, then that's great. Because you're like, oh, that, and you get all the pleasure because our stuff does feel nice. It feels all that nerve endings.
I've hooked up with like actually a lot of guys, or not a lot. I've had sex with like two guys when their dick really wasn't big, and it actually was like very good. It was just like sometimes your chemistry is like.
Oh, yeah. And I'm all about like, it actually really doesn't matter because I'm clitoris, so I'm going to be doing a good bit of the work anyway. I just prefer. I would prefer because it feels nice going in. But like, really, I would. I'm not going to not.
I'm doing most of the work.
Yeah, I'm not going to send them away. I'll be like, still having a great time. But so, yes. Yeah, so for guys, never be insecure about your dick. And for women, never be insecure about your vagina. If they say elastic, I'm sure they mean a compliment. Vaginosis is where your vagina is so tight. You have to like do these, you have to stick things up to extend it. They have no elasticity. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was with a girl who had vaginosis before and his dick was getting smothered.
And now I'm just this ray of sunshine.
Yeah. You're now this cave.
Oh, this parking garage. of a vagina.
You're not. It's like, you're so tiny, it's physically impossible. And like, vaginas are meant to be elastic anyway. And like, I'm sure he wouldn't have said it.
Especially into porn.
Tori. Your mom would then still be a helicopter mom in porn.
She'd be like, oh, you're doing great. But look at the way your head was tilted on the other video. And she'd be like, Cocksmackers 4.
I love you. Wait, say your Instagram and you got it from your mama, and I'll put it back up before this private conversation we had where we dropped all the names by accident.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yes, you can check me out on my social media at Tori Piskin, TORIPISKIN. I'm going to start putting up stand-up clips because Katie is so inspiring.
Yeah, your stand-up's great. You should be putting it up.
I know. I just get like in my head. I'm like, the angle, the butt, the blah, blah. And
mean to yourself.
I mean, I'm a nasty bitch to myself.
Phone in as well.
And you can listen to the podcast I have with my mom called Got It From My Mama Podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.